Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. To celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence, the U.S. Mint is issuing one-year-only designs on the cent through half-dollar coins. The nickels, dimes, and quarters are being put into circulation, while collectors can purchase the cents and half dollars in quantity or as part of sets direct from the U.S. Mint. There has been some recent controversy over the design on the back of this year's dime. Over American history, almost every depiction of an eagle on coins shows it holding arrows in one set of talons and olive branches in the other set. This symbolized the balance between war and peace. This year's dime depicts an eagle on the back clutching only arrows in its talons. Some outlets in the regular media are claiming that this design reflects the current presidential administration wanting to be more warlike and less oriented toward world peace. Such reports are factually incorrect. The law authorizing the issue of these coins was passed 5 years ago. Panels that evaluated the possible designs for these coins met in 2024 when Biden was president. At the October 2024 meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee, April Stafford, chief of the Office of Design Management, presented this panel with potential obverse and reverse designs for the dime. She stated that the 2026's dime's theme is liberty over tyranny and explores our revolutionary era that set up the state for the next 250 years of American history. She went on to say, reverse designs are emblematic of the spirit that embodied America's bold quest for liberty. Two of the possible reverse designs considered in that October 2024 meeting included an eagle clutching only arrows. The design selected for this year's dime was the one with the eagle on it and the words liberty over tyranny at the bottom. One committee member said, the expression of liberty over tyranny, we felt very strongly that having that included on the dime is really what helps it resonate with America's 250 theme. So, before you criticize a coin design, first get your background facts correct. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.